Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
You satisfy my heart with good things. My what? My joy is full. I delight myself in you. You satisfy my heart with good things. My joy is full. I delight myself in you. You satisfy. You satisfy with good things. You satisfy. Psalms 1 from verse 1. Let's have it in the TPT. Blessed is the man who walks not with delight. What delight comes to those who follow God's ways. They wouldn't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. Let me read it in the just this verse 1 in the NKJV. It says, "Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." That's a man that is blessed. A man who does not walk in the path of sinners. A man who doesn't sit with the scornful. A man who listens not to the counsel of the ungodly. Such a man is blessed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible said the result and effect, verse 2. It says, but it's the light. You see, wise not listening to the counsel of the ungodly, walking in the path of the scornful, path of the sinners, is because his delight is in the law of the Lord. And his law, in his law, capital letter H, God's law, he meditates what? Day and night. What was the result and effect of such a man? Verse 2. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 3, it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, meaning when it's time. That's God's order. When it's time, let it show. Let the fruit come. And when it seems like it's delaying, you are not doing verse 1 and verse 2 very well. Because verse 3 is the result and effect of verse 1 and 2. If you are not listening to the counsel of the ungodly, if you are not listening, walking in the path of the sinners, if you are not walking with the scornful, the Bible says it is because you are already delighted in the law of the Lord, or you are delighted in the law of the Lord. All right? And it says the result and effect is that you will be as a tree planted by the river of living waters that brings forth forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Let's see it in the TPT. So beautiful. Verse 3, it says, they will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of their lives. They are never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. You know, it will show if you truly are delighted in the law of the Lord. Of course, primarily, you will not listen to the counsel of the ungodly. You will not walk in the path of sinners. You will not sit with the scorners, the mockers. People always talk down people. It says, then this will be you. You'll be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing its fruit in every season, never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous, never looking like you are finished, never looking defeated. You will definitely be defeated if you look defeated. Your countenance is the expression. You know, your countenance tells us the quality of thought, your thinking, the quality of your thinking. Your facial expression tells us the quality of your thinking. If it's minute, if it's limited, if it's a wrong way of thinking, we'll see it in your countenance. If Satan is defeating you, it'll show in your face. It'll show. One time in the Bible, while Jeremiah was anointed as a young prophet, God told him, he said, when you prophesy and they look, bring scary faces, don't be scared of their faces. Meaning they will come with intimidating faces because they really wanted to intimidate Jeremiah. So that simply means that when you look at people's faces, you can tell their mindset. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Some of you seated here look defeated. And here we go, you will see the defeat. It's the truth. You look like scriptures. The Bible says, never dry. It says, never fainting. We're not talking about necessarily the physical fainting. You know, when person just faints, you know, somebody just fall out. No, meaning you don't look defeated. You know, so, never fainting. Ever blessed. Ever prosperous. I get to a point where I see people who have listened to God's word always looking defeated. I call them foolish people like Paul. There's a way you look like you have problem. I still call you a foolish person. Because if you are wise, you should not be behaving like that. And what we're seeing is a function of pride. You are proud. And some people, you know, they are so emotional. They look so finished. They want people to feel their infirmities. And when you don't seem like you're understanding them, they feel bad. They're like, and when you come and you're cracking, you say, you know, CSID, all is not well. They're like, my friend Abeg, cheer up. Say, I even know well that day I was not looking happy. And she was telling me, my friend, cheer up. You even tell me, my friend, you don't know anything that happened to me. Rubbish. You want people to relate with your infirmities. And you'd be so amazed to know that some people who are very happy have gone through many problems than yourself. Or are even going into deeper problems than yourself. But they choose to delight themselves in the Lord. On His word. The Bible says when you set your heart on His word, His joy is on your face. You contact His joy. He said, I've given them my joy day that their minds are set upon me. And even my kind of peace. You have God's kind of peace and God's kind of joy. That joy comes from faith in the word. You can't be living a Christian like you can't be calling yourself a Christian. I mean, living like a pagan, like somebody who has no God. The slightest sickness gets you down. Oh, you pagan. Wearing religious cloth. You should give up already on Christianity. You are not a Christian. You got to fight. That's what we call the fight of faith. And it's a good fight. I hate it when people disturb me with too much problems sometimes. Unnecessary problem. If you're listening to my sermon, how dare you send me such a useless message? So I'm feeling defeated. I'm going down. You should get to the grave already. If you are truly listening to the sermon, you will not be talking like that. Especially when you are a man. Your life is full of problems. You have problem every time. Every time you have problem. They sack you from a job, you begin to cry. Have they not sacked plenty of people before? What's the worst thing that's happened to you? I invested 75,000. You know, last week, my sister was telling me, I didn't know she had money. She claims she doesn't have money. This small thing here. And while we're talking in the house, she said, I just lost 75,000. I just looked at her eyes. Are you serious? She said, yes. But well, I thought she would cry. She was just living her life, still arranging things in the house. I said, okay, you have money like this. 75,000. Even mature people lost that thing and they will not be able to come for service. I said, what happened? I'm not trying to show she has faith. Oh, that one is her own cup of tea. But I'm trying to prove the fact that she has been lying all this while that she doesn't have money. I said, man, please send me 5,000, 10,000. There's something I need to eat. There's something I need to buy in school. Da, 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 da. And emotionally, I would just say, pew, anything, pew. Because you'd be thinking, if you don't say now, and she go and meet one man, and she give her. So you have to say it. Blah, 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 blah. You know that thing they will use to be catching us. If you don't say now, they'll go and meet one man. Start looking outside. Blah, 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 blah. Not knowing this one, I have 75,000 that I'm waiting for. As I'm talking now, she's still planning to say, if I have 150, this girl has money. Deceiving everybody in the house. But the point that she was okay with 75,000 leaving her account, I was blessed by that. Even though I did not pay her money because I really didn't know. She told me she didn't have money. So it still stands. She does not have money. And here we are. It has been proven. You truly don't have money. You know, sometimes when people say, I say, you truly don't want to have it. They say, no, sir. So maybe it's a confession that has happened. Because if you have been saying, I don't have, what you have will be collected from you. So I always have. Whoosh. If you truly understand faith and you always speak faith language, let me show you something. You see, the resultant effect will be this. You will start working hard. Even if you have nothing, you begin to work hard. You just find yourself working hard. You see, I always have. Prove it. You start learning the skill. I always have. You are learning it because you know you are positioning yourself so that what you are saying becomes a reality. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If it is by diligence, you will not find me wanting as a child of God. You will not find me wanting. That should be your confession. They can sack me for conspiracy, not diligence. They won't say he didn't work well, that's why we sacked him. They should sack me for conspiracy. All that stupid conspiracy. But anything diligence and the integrity ticked. Are you listening to me? A child of God should have tenacity. You can do all things. Why can you say the job is too much? I cannot do it. I got offended. I heard a report lately that somebody left the job. And I said, why? They said the person said the work is too much. I said, that's foolishness. Foolishness of the highest order. You don't know, sometimes you start with an experience, just an experience. It does not involve you going, because some people may think it does not involve you going. It is remotely. And you're receiving over 60. It's just to explain to them, they can't kill you. You don't just quit anyhow. Now that you have quit, okay, rest and not have money. If you are somebody that cannot beg, you can't make that kind of decision. If you are somebody that don't want to be looked down upon, you can't what? Make that kind of decision. I was sharing with the leaders yesterday, someone that I know who is a millionaire today, as young as I am, this high is into the millions. He told me, Pastor, at 2020-21, I was earning 5,000 working in a software company in Wadata, in a tech company in Wadata. 5,000 naira, I trek every day. He said, but I didn't stop because I didn't know who would give me the money at the end of the month. My dad was late. My mom was a state government worker, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes they don't pay them the salary. So I had to even endure the wickedness of my uncle. Wickedness. They will not keep me food sometimes. I wash 3 cars every day. He said, that is why success does not move me. I don't know. Maybe that's why, in his words, he said, I don't know. Maybe that's why success don't move me. Because when he told me he was the best graduating student in his university in the US, UK, I mean, the best graduating student in the whole faculty, I said, why is he not on Facebook? He said, I'm not even there again. Why didn't you post it on Instagram? See, I don't feel it. I don't think I've done anything. When I think of people like Albert Einstein and their discoveries, I just feel like I'm just joking. So right now I'm trying to work on a research. He's working on a research. I said, with this kind of achievement, you're working on a research. Young man, you have a heart of gold. That's what we call success. Setting your eyes on wisdom. But what I want you to learn is the tenacity here, the spirit of endurance. 5,000, you keep on pushing. Meanwhile, he has seen the future. He has seen it. Suffered all the wickedness from the uncles because he's seen something. Jesus said, for the glory that is set before me, I would endure the cross. You can apply that anywhere to walk. Because of the success you have seen ahead of you, you can go through anything right now. I quit. Why will you quit? There is no quit in my dictionary. There is no quit. Are you listening to me? When people just get out, just leave, maybe they are trying to get something and they just give up too easily. I get sick when I hear it. When you look at successful people, you think they just sat down there and money was just entering their account. They're like, okay, enter again. Really? That That's why when I see anybody who got successful God's way, I always honor them. I tell you the truth. You may be thinking they are just looking wonderful, flamboyant, and etc. What you are seeing is a testament of hard work, diligence, sacrifices. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If it's easy, everybody will be there. Don't get defeated too easily. In fact, it should not be in your dictionary. I can never be defeated. You are like Jesus. The same mind that is in Jesus is in you. If you see a glory set before you, you endure the status quo. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You already know it is settled. The end justifies the beginning. Finally, you're going to be stinkingly very rich. So why are you scared of the present suffering? Finally, you'll be able to raise the dead. Why are you tired of praying? You know this anointing you are sowing seeds for right now. I'm not talking about monetary seed. I'm talking about time in prayer. It will profit you tomorrow more than anything. I was blessed listening to the testimony of this drummer here. What's that your name? Favor. I was listening to him and I was so excited. To some people, that kind of testimony don't move them. It's when they hear and I see 3 million and another 3 million come. These are things that sustains prosperity. They bring, he said, thou anointed my head with oil. What you have the possibility of bringing the millions. The blessing of the Lord make it rich. You have proved that blessing now in healing somebody. It can produce money. God's ability is at work in you. And he prayed for the child and the child recovered. That's not a joke. He said, I believe now the child will be healed. Now. And I was joking with someone yesterday. The person sent me a message. Sorry, sir, I cannot come to church because I'm sick. So I said to her, I called. I said, you can't come to church? She said, yes. Why? She said, I'm sick, sir. I said, that your sickness? She said, no. She thought I was trying to play her. Is it that your sickness? No, sir, not my sickness, sir. The sickness is just constant. My back and my chest are all hurting. I said, come to church. The way you are talking, you sound healthy. And she came. But before she came, I said, okay, what was the question I asked? I don't want to point out so that you will not. But there was something I did on her mind that made her to still confess that the thing will stop and it will now come back. That's why she does not want to come to church. Because I asked her, have you been confessing God's word? Do you believe God will say yes? Then later, as I asked her the question, she said, yes, sir. If it will start like it has gone. When I now go out and I'm doing it, it will now come back again. And I said, but you said you confess the word that it has gone. She said, yes, sir. I'm just trying to explain that it will still come again later. I said, no. It will not come again later. It has gone forever. You know, faith sustains what you receive in God. You can come here and give a testimony and go back and the pain will still be worrying. Do you know that? 1 week down the line, you receive it. Satan will start asking you questions in your heart. So like I saw the thing just live like that, just like that, without nothing. Then sometimes you wake up, fear of the thing will still be coming to your mind. What if this thing come back? Don't listen to those voices. You have to reply what you are hearing in your head. Subject it to the obedience of the Christ. It cannot come back. It is gone forever. One time my wife saw me. I was entering the house and I said something. She now remembered the gist. I said, you are reiterating what you said. I said, yes. A voice rose out in my heart and I replied it. It was so funny. I was entering the room and I was saying something. I said, Pastor Simon, it's something that you told me that day. You are still saying. I said, yes. I just imagined the scenario again. So I'm replying it again. That's how faith works. Bringing every thought to the obedience of the Christ. Don't just be doing like this. Bring every thought to the obedience of the Christ. Are you here? I will never come down. I will ever be up. I will never come down. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. Bring every thought. We are men of faith. And faith is a victory. Don't just be mental assenters. I would say Christianity. We, there's a fight. Oh. It's called the good fight of faith. To lay hold of what God has given you. Good fight. Acting like a coward. A mediocre. Just one punch from Satan, you give up. One small punch he gives you, you come out of the wrestling ring. Or the ring, sorry. Just one punch. Don't you watch wrestling? Somebody, sometimes the winner, you see his face swollen everywhere. Say, is this the loser or winner? He says the winner. And you know, sometimes they will beat the winner very well. Then one punch from the person they are beating, he'll just be guiding. You see the heavyweight is swollen, he'll just be timing. Then when he gives this punch, why? That one will not be able to say anything again. Everywhere will be blackout. We'll be on the ground. It proves that all this while, this person they've been beating had an ability that had not been expressed yet. Oh, are you here? See, even wrestling is bringing, boxing is bringing revelation here. Even though I don't really watch boxing. But of course it's true. That means all this while they are beating this winner. He had an ability that could take this guy out, but has not been able to express it yet, show it yet. It has not manifested yet. You see that? Immediately he had the opportunity and gave him, why? They declared him winner with some wounds on his face. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's the same thing God told Paul. He said, God, I'm tired. God told Paul, he said, my strength is perfect in weakness. You have something, Paul. Forget about the few punches on your face. Show that thing you've got. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. You may have received some blows, but brothers and sisters, you have something on your inside. If you release that punch now, the devil will run away for his life. And you generate the ability to release that punch by praying and staying on the word. I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me. In the name of Jesus. Has all authority. The one who leaves him has all authority. Yeah. I'm taking back in the name of Jesus. The one who has all authority, the one who lives in me has all authority. There's a part of the song I wanted to sing. He's given me authority to push back the enemy, to fight from the victory. And it's about time I use it. You've given me authority to push back the enemy, to fight from the victory. And it's about time you use it. Is that man sleeping? Libros Kufra Hai. Come. Oh, devil in this atmosphere, be gone. Come. Jesus Christ, under this powerful faith atmosphere, you are playing bass in the realm of the spirit. Okay, we're meditating. Lebrush. Thank you. They say it was meditating. Amazing meditation. Now look at us. Don't see the angels, eh? Angels were dancing to your strings. So look at me. All right. So learn to walk in faith. Most of you give up on God in your heart and eventually physically because of money is competing with God in your heart. Now that you don't have money, be doing evangelism. You don't have a job, be doing evangelism. Why not do evangelism? Enter the street. I thought you were going to create a system of evangelism. The JW system of evangelism. Our own is K. Is it? Yes, KW. The system of evangelism. You wear suit, you dress corporately. You go with your children. So you give me your date with your family. You go out with your family. I'm telling you, it's not a joke. Everybody in this church, you see, will paint Jesus on your life. Satan, you can't sin in this town. Everybody will know you are a Jesus person. You go in here and say, maybe that KW people be this. What did they do for his place? You just run away for your life. And that's why part of your armor of salvation, right? Is it armor, I'll call it? Yeah, right? Armor of God, right? It's the sandals of peace. In other words, if you are not wearing the sandals of peace, you are not even protected. Something can affect your leg, isn't it? If something chokes you under your leg, will it not affect your whole body? In other words, the Bible says your readiness to preach the gospel, which is represented by your sandal of peace, is still part of your armor of God. If you are not wearing your sandal of peace, you are not protected. See, one way to keep yourself in check is by preaching every time, preaching the gospel every time. It will keep you in check. I tell you, you'll not be able to quarrel in your compound. You have preached to everybody. Who do you want to quarrel with? You see that they removed your clothes. Some of your clothes fell on the ground. And they did so. Yet you can't say, well, are they stupid for this compound? Because you remember you are the preacher of the compound. It will help you to be patient. It is guarding your salvation now. Because the Lord told us to forgive 77 times 7. Forgive every time. Are you listening to me? Very important. Learn to walk in faith. Do you have any doubt that God wants you blessed? And why do you get defeated in your mind? Except you are not doing what God wants you to do, that's when you start having fear. The Bible says if you delight in the law of the Lord, what happens? You are never dry, ever what? Prosperous. Never dry, ever blessed. Put it for us there. TPT rendition. 1:3 Psalms. Standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of your life. You walk expecting results. You walk by the Spirit of the Lord. You are walking expecting results. You don't expect failure. You expect only success. It says, they are never dry. Never fainting, ever blessed. This season of my life has been dry. Those days when we're growing up, some people say, I feel spiritually dry. It's a feeling. You are not spiritually dry. It's just a mere feeling. Faith is not a feeling. The Bible did not say, Jacob said, the Lord was in this place and I felt not. He said, I knew not. Are you listening to me? Now, I know I'm not dry, so I cannot feel dry. I am ever flourishing, planted deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss. How can I ever be dry? My delight is in the law of the Lord. Now, if your delight is not in the law of the Lord, you will truly be dry. You found out you are dry? Check if you are planted by the river of the brook of bliss. Check. Pastor, I feel dry. You don't have a spiritual walk with the Holy Ghost. If you truly are praying every day, never feel dry. No, you are full of living waters. Rivers of living waters on your inside. Like NS said, Belewe carry river of living water. No suppose floods. So I asked her yesterday, I said, you get big Bele? Say no. I said, why did this testimony resonates with you deeply that you have to post, I suspect you've got a big stomach. But no problem, it's contained in it, rivers of what? Imagine different rivers in your stomach. Actually, how does your stomach get small? That means we don't carry any river in this stomach. Our own oven, a stream. Stream of living waters. It springs. Springing forth to eternal life. So it's spring. You know spring? One small hole, you see fine water. Mama Tisi, my own is lake self. It's just a body of water. They just pour water inside. Now they are ended them get rivers of living water. And they are Joyce, my daughter. She's watching me. Wherever you are blessed. You know, the other day I gave example with her. She posted it. I said, that's beautiful. I'm giving another one. I hope she posts it too. Joy is the definition of they will be standing firm like a flourishing joy and titi. Like a flourishing tree planted by God's design. I'm describing titi now. Deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss. Bearing fruit in every season of their lives. Titi, are you seeing your description? I'll go to another one, but take this one and be excited for this first. Titi is never dry. Never fainting. Ever blessed. Ever prosperous. Give me another scripture that says, the righteous are like the palm tree. Very fast. I'm about to describe them again. Very fast, very fast. And the righteous are like the palm tree. Psalms what? It's not this. It's not this. No, that's not it. Well, maybe when you get it, you can put it up. But the Bible also says the righteous are like what? They shall flourish like the palm trees. What? Okay, so Titi, I want to describe you again. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And I said, literally, the best way to explain this in our congregation is to look at people like Joyce, and now we have Titi for the men. You should be looking flourishing, not like me. You should look flourishing. Look at you, we see you flourishing. Hallelujah to Jesus. But of course, let's be serious. They shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Go and study about cedars in Lebanon. You will see what the Bible is saying about you. See, you and poverty are very far from each other. You know what one problem God has with us, Christians? Some of us like to touch one side and leave another side. You see, God wants you to understand that if you delight in His law, you should not listen to the counsel of the ungodly. You should not sit with the scornful. You should not relate with, walk in the path of sinners. You can't be fulfilling one and leaving the other. I'm planted back deeply in the river brooks of bliss. I will never dry, but you are listening to the counsel of the ungodly. You are walking in the path of sinners. You are sitting with mockers, the scornful, who criticize every good thing. Brothers and sisters, you are not what the Bible is saying. You are not delighting in the law. If you are delighted in the law of the Lord, the law of the Lord, you will never sit with the scornful, mockers. You will never walk in the path of sinners, and you will never listen to the counsel of the ungodly. That way, it will be proven that you are planted, rooted in the brooks of bliss, and that you can never dry. You can never dry. Ever flourishing. In every season, you produce results. You can be, like I said in the first slide, you can be praying in tongues, feeling goosebumps, but still in the wilderness. God thinks you have a bad character. Look at the children of Israel. Fire by night, the anointing comes, not just to, you know, not just these goosebumps we have in our prayers today. This one, the anointing will come, and the anointing will make coal not to catch them. It will be burning literally, fire. cold will not catch them in the night. By day, natural AC. You see, some of us will feel breeze when the anointing comes. Have you felt breeze? Chill, your hand is cold. This one was not just literally cloud. AC. They were moving. Big men and big women. Yet, God still thinks they have bad character. And he was still helping them. You see that? Many you can feel the anointing sometimes, but you still have a very terrible character. Don't allow the feeling of the anointing, the little expressions, the yet of the anointing deceive you. And many people don't know this. That's why the most anointed church in the Bible had the most character flaws. The church in Corinth. They demonstrated the fruit of the gift of the Spirit. I mean, so much that Paul had to write to them to coordinate them. He said, when one professor, another should sit down. He saw all the manifestation of the Holy Ghost in that church. He heard about it, so he had to write to them to curtail everything God was doing in their midst. Yet they had bad character. Amebo started and ended there. 1 Corinthians 15. He said, as long as there is backbiting and envy and this amongst you, are you not kids, babes? People with all sorts of manifestations of the Spirit, he called them babes, children. Look at it. For you all are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and what? Divisions amongst you. Are you not carnal and behaving like what? Men. Give me the Amplifier edition. Or the TPT. Anyone. Unscriptural and are not walking like ordinary men, unchanged by faith. See it? There's jealousy. You are still worldly, controlled by ordinary impulses. Just feel it, you react. Me, as the feeler, I'm the talker, I'm the keeper. My kind of person, when I feel it, I say it, I forget it. I know Sabi keeps something from my head. You are not a Christian. You are just an ordinary person. Because if everybody behaved like you, blow would have fooled this world. Imagine everybody has your kind of mindset. As they feel it, they express it. We'll just park our cars as we are driving. Oh yeah, let's express what we are feeling. Why? And go and call. In fact, people will be jamming themselves in car. Somebody drives wrongly, you just turn and say, I must catch you. Woo, why? Have you seen videos like that in the US? Somebody will just lose it in their mind. He's following somebody with his car, small car. You go and jam a truck. Boy. He wants to revenge. Controlled by natural impulses. You get offended, you just lose it. Start behaving like a demon-possessed person. A Christian will feel the Holy Ghost. Okada did not. You and Okada agreed 200. When they reach, you give the Okada the money. Enan gives you. The way Enan now is saying is 300. You not tell. I don't know. Say the place far like this. Enan be no. I told you. You agree. You are speaking English first. I told you. You agreed. I told you. You agreed. They say, madam, I don't agree for this one. If I don't know. Sorry. Oh God, I don't want to get angry with you. I'm going to church. I told you, please respect yourself. Madam, I'm not. Oh God, you're mad? You're stupid? I go change them for you. Notice the man who won't fear that demon. I just give you your money, sharp, sharp. You say, remember, come. What is happening? Sister Mary, what is happening? Is this useless or kind of person? You see that? That's a child of God, though. Angels, man, will be scared of you. Angels will see your reaction. They'll just, everybody, back. For your safety, move back. The Bible says you will even judge angels. But the way you are behaving, some of us, angels will judge you. Don't you know you will judge angels? Sinful capacity. For as long as there is jealousy, you see that? Somebody talks about their success, you just feel bad about yourself. You just hear somebody else's success, you feel bad. You start looking for a reason why the success is not complete. And she's a bit single, but she too do. She too do. Judger of the universe. Hey, he can do this in buts. Why? How did you see the buts? Who made you a judge? Instead of seeing something beautiful and appreciating, you are a scornful person. The Bible will say they should not sit with you. You can't be blessed if you sit with people like that. That cannot just stop at appreciation. jealousy. And jealousy will bring about strife and discord among you. Are you not unscriptural? Are you not walking like ordinary men, unchanged by faith? Unchanged by faith. Give me the NLT's rendition, very briefly. NLT's. For you are still controlled by your sinful nature. You are jealous of one another and quarrel with each other. Don't that prove you are controlled by your sinful nature? Aren't you living like people of the world? Can I have this in the TPT? For you are living your lives dominated by the mindset of the flesh. Ask yourself, is there jealousy among you? Do you compare yourself with others? Do you quarrel like children and end up taking sides? If so, you are quarreling and you are taking sides. Some of you just take sides. You don't even know the problem. You have taken sides with somebody that is your friend. The Bible is talking to you. If so, this proves that you are living your life centered on yourselves, dominated by the mindset of flesh, and behaving like unbelievers. Very anointed church. Paul called them children, unbelievers. So they behave like unbelievers. That's why I tell young Christians, you lay hands like this, say, I see. Then it now makes your head pompous. If you have not worked with God, you will think those things are the height of spiritual maturity. I don't know if I shared that story here one time. The Holy Ghost working in me years ago, he shut my eyes from sin. I heard it clearly. He said, you will not see in this season. Build yourself in the Word. And I thank God that was more like the determining, the key season, the most important season of my life. It determined a lot of things for me. So for many months, people will come to me that I should see. I say, I'm not seeing. Don't think I'm just trying to be proud. So Pastor Simon, what do you see? Or Professor Simon, what do you see? I see nothing. But sincerely, I'm serious. I had to tell one guy, I will swear for you to believe I'm not seeing anything. But in case you don't want me to swear, just know that I'm truly not seeing anything. I'm not trying to be proud. And then they see again. When I understood the Word, when I say I understand the Word, when it got to a point, my eyes were open again. All of a sudden, I was in a meeting. Everybody has given up on my prophetic. It doesn't work anymore. And I as they were talking, I would naturally go to the side because me, I've stopped seeing. But this day, we just finished praying in tongues. They want to start saying what they see. And I just folded my hands like this. I actually was truly waiting to go home. I know I will not see. Do you know, I actually did not use my eye to see like this in the realm of the spirit. All that happened was a knowing. It started rising up in my heart. So, I tested the first one. The guy was giving away. I said, and so did this thing. And I said, yes, sir. Everybody just turned towards my direction. Everybody, they knew something has happened. Because it was too accurate about somebody's date of birth. So, I continued. So, I also saw about you that this, I started describing, yes sir, that's what I said here. I turned to everybody. And I said, I think brothers, this thing is back. They were so excited. More excited, because most of them, the rumor have gone out, Prophet Simon does not say, in fact, there was a rumor that said, we don't think he's actually a prophet. Maybe we misunderstood it. But God helped me that season. I grew in the Word. It almost affected me because and many times I'll be preaching. When I see something, I forget it. I was so excited with revelation. Sometimes I have to discipline myself to get into the prophetic. If you observe me, it happens a lot. Hallelujah to Jesus. And for me, I'm not sure it's kind of, but a lot of times when I get people's attention in a meeting, I just get into the prophetic. Just steal the attention. Who did he see? Because they relate more with seeing and hearing before you now, you know, get them, you know, into the Word. I think we did it one time in the GCC, we call it. When we started praying, I saw people's attention divided. The Lord said, just give one prophetic word. And I looked at the guy, I said, I see your father. So, woo, when it was coming, everybody started praying. I looked at everybody's face. I said, really? Is this how it works? Everybody was paying close attention. When you just call anybody, they come and knew that. They were not paying attention. Just if I just point your name, who you? Yes, sir. Tell me about my life. But look at it. Because those days while we're working in the prophetic, nobody knows us like we know ourselves. I had brothers. I had a brother, and I would not be ashamed to say he was my brother at that time. I don't know if he still thinks I'm his brother. But right now he's in Kirikiri. Although we're not direct brothers like that, because he started before I came. So he's in Kirikiri prison. He started at a point he started doing Yahoo. No jokes. I don't know if people have stories like that too. But we had. This guy, after my spiritual father, he was the second person in command. He was the one they trained first in the prophetic. Because all of a sudden, this boy that used to be a nuisance in the community became calm. He was going to church every time. So I came there, we saw him, said, no wonder he has changed. But as time went by, he started trying to compete with my spiritual father. When my spiritual father prophesies, and he goes, he will gather us and start prophesying also. Meeting has closed, he will start his own meeting. And sometimes my spiritual father will say nothing. Maybe he's just practicing what he has learned. At a point, we went for a meeting. The first time I followed my spiritual father out for a function at Hanyambanki, if you know Kaduna. We went to a family's house. When we're done praying, ministers were not plenty, so they say me too I should lay hand. Me, I'm just starting. So me too I had to lay hand, because ministers were not, if they were plenty, they would have not chosen me to lay hands. So they say I should lay hands on a lady. She now raised her hand. I was so shocked. I'm like, what did they make this one raise her hand? You know, she raised her hand and started praying in tongues. In fact, her tongues are more than my own. She has not heard my tongues. My own is not that serious. And my spiritual father told me in the ear, he said, lay your hands on her by faith. Don't fear. I know you are just starting. This is your first time. But there are no plenty ministers there. Just lay your hands. You know, everybody cannot be laying hands and you just be watching. So I laid my hands. As I just laid my hands, I said, receive in the name of Jesus. She just went, boom, 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 started scattering things in the house. I said in my heart, I was just looking. Everybody knew that I'm more surprised than the lady that is on the ground. I was just like, really? When I turned my back, his hands were like this. He was, I said, I'm disappointed. This is not me. I thought I was the one. And when we're going back home, you know, the young man now said, do you know everything Papa Titi I can do? He started telling some of us, we're coming at the back. We now said, what is bringing this one? We're just laughing. We didn't really take it as a serious problem. Then our spiritual father heard, he now called all of us. I said, you want to die? You want to determine, you will fall very soon. So anything I do now, you want to show people you can do? Can't you just watch it and go and do it if you can do it? And I said, no sir, not like that. I'm just trying to tell them that me too, I'm growing. And I said, stop that, else you will lose it. 2 months later, he said, God has called him. He left. He started a ministry outside, very far from us. People were feeling everywhere. People were much. The prophetic heavy. People were plenty. My spiritual father said, no word. One word he did not say. He just said, be praying for your brother. We were like, how will we be praying for somebody that has this kind of crowd? He should be praying for us rather. It looks like success externally. But because he didn't follow God's principle, it's not success like we said in the first service. That's not greatness in God. We didn't know it. We learned from experience. As we saw it, we learned. We didn't even know this wisdom before his fall. We thought everything was okay. If one of my friends said, let Papa just forgive this guy. Let everything just... So we're like, he even told us one day, see, he doesn't have anything in his heart against nobody. But he knows that wouldn't last. So we're like, which one is that wouldn't last? You know, some people have it like this. If somebody leaves the ministry, the spiritual father should go there and bless the ministry that everything should work. What if that ministry is not God orchestrated? Will any blessing make it stand? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It can't. It's not wickedness. It's not strife. So after a while, we now heard the news. It took some of our guys there. Some of our guys followed them. Of course, some of them that don't know what is wrong with them. They became second in command, third in command, and the rest, MD and the rest, they separated responsibility. One day, the news broke out again. What was the problem now? They caught the guy before their meeting is by 4 p.m. His second in command caught him sleeping with a member just before service. Caught him red-handed. Couldn't believe it. Ran away. told one person, he told promised not to tell another person, that's how me I cut your head. If I tell you this thing, look, promise me you'll not tell anybody. Yes, and everybody has somebody that will promise them they will not tell anybody. So if you don't want it out, keep it to yourself. That's how, as pastors, we will leave this earth with a lot of secrets. I'm telling you the truth. As long as a person, you know, one time my wife, somebody told her something in this church, a secret, a lady, she was counseling. She now came to me, Pastor Simon, so you know this thing, all this why? I said, I don't know. She now said, stop there, come here, you know this thing, and you do not. I said, the person just told me, the person did not tell me to tell you. So all this why I've been in this church and I don't know this. I said, yes. So since the person desired to tell you, you know it now. And anyone you don't know, you don't know. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was so bad. The guy now confessed how that he went to a malam in Kau, collected coconut water. They mix it with something to wash his eyes so that he can sustain the prophetic. I didn't know coconut water used to wash people's eyes to see spiritual things. They explained everything to us. He confessed. Because he... Jesus Christ. Very funny story. He, in his ministry, he gave birth to another prophet. The prophet actually broke out from his own tooth and started his own. So that one now became like a strong prophetic mafia in town. He was the one that said he wanted to see me. Allah said he did not burn the day he will see me. Because we were still associate pastors. So he called to see me. He said he wanted to see me. I said, no. Before when I started, you have not started. You are playing boy in the barracks. That I'm serving in a ministry does not mean you started before me. I refuse to go. In fact, my spiritual father said, if you like, joke with your life. He said, I don't even know that one. The guy, when we were in Kaduna, I'm sorry I have to say this, but you see, you learn a lot from it. I remember a point that even the dead came back to life, according to their testimony. Hear me, not like a reality. The dead. Papa is coming, they bury somebody in somebody's house. We'll now go and dig it. We'll now see one pot. We saw this testimony on Facebook. Until one day, God now caught him. It was in Dunamis, he did the confession. We have a prophetic clique. We used to do this. We used to bath with this. We used to do this. We fake a lot of miracles. Do you know that was the day people knew that they were faking miracles? See, it is so bad that they use your head. The day the person repents is the day you discover the person is using your head. What if he never repented? If you are that kind of Christian, it's too bad for you. I remember one woman that came out and said, all the men of God are in hell except her, the place she broke out from, because she's scared of the man of God. That one is in heaven. But she saw all the men of God in hell. And she said, women should stop wearing this thing Kira is putting on her head and Agatha is putting on her head. And Pastor Anne, that women that have long hair, human hair, are going to hell. That the hair is from marine. The news broke out. If you see repentance in the barracks, all those. Amen. Let's be seated.
Satisfy my heart with good things.
My what?
My joy is full. I delight myself in you. You said. You satisfy
Hallelujah. Psalms 1 from verse 1. Let's have it in the TPT. Blessed is the man who walks not with the light, what delight comes to those who follow God's ways. They wouldn't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. Let me read it in the just this verse 1 in the NKJV. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. That's the man that is blessed. The man who does not walk in the path of sinners, the man who doesn't sit with the scornful, the man who listens not to the counsel of the ungodly, such a man is blessed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible said the result and effect, verse 2. It says, but it's the light. You see, why is not listening to the counsel of the ungodly, walking in the path of the scornful, part of the sinners, is because his delight is in the law of the Lord. And his law, in his law, capital letter H, God's law, he meditates what? Day and night. What is the result and effect of such a man? Verse 2. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 3, it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, meaning when it's time. That's God's order. When it's time, let it show. Let the fruit come. And when it seems like it's delaying, you are not doing verse 1 and verse 2 very well. Because verse 3 is the result and effect of verse 1 and 2. If you are not listening to the counsel of the ungodly, if you are not listening, walking in the path of the sinners, if you are not walking with the scornful, the Bible says it is because you are already delighted in the law of the Lord, or you are delighted in the law of the Lord. Alright? And it says the result and effect is that you will be as a tree planted by the river of living waters that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Let's see it in the TPT. So beautiful. Verse 3, it says, they will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of their lives. They are never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. You know, you it will show if you truly are delighted in the law of the Lord. Of course, primarily, you will not listen to the counsel of the ungodly. You will not walk in the path of sinners. You will not sit with the scorners, the mockers. People who always talk down people. It says, then, this will be you. You'll be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing its fruit in every season, never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous, never looking like you are finished, never looking defeated. You will definitely be defeated if you look defeated. Your countenance is the expression. You know, your countenance tells us the quality of thought, your thinking, the quality of your thinking. Your facial expression tells us the quality of your thinking. If it's minute, if it's limited, if it's a wrong way of thinking, we'll see it in your countenance. If Satan is defeating you, it will show in your face. It will show. One time in the Bible, while Jeremiah was anointed as a young prophet, God told him, he said, when you prophesy and they look, bring scary faces, don't be scared of their faces. Meaning they will come with intimidating faces because they really wanted to intimidate Jeremiah. So that simply means that when you look at people's faces, you can tell their mindset. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Some of you seated here look defeated. And here we go, you will see the defeat. It's the truth. You look like scriptures. The Bible says, never dry. It said, never fainting. That's, we're not talking about necessarily the physical fainting. You know, when a person just faints, you know, somebody just falls out. No, meaning you don't look defeated. You know, so, never fainting. Ever blessed. Ever prosperous. I get to a point where I see people who have listened to God's word always looking defeated. I call them foolish people like Paul. There's a way you look like you have problem. I still call you a foolish person. Because if you are wise, you should not be behaving like that. And what we're seeing is a function of pride. You are proud. And some people, you know, they are so emotional. They look so finished. They want people to feel their infirmities. And when you don't seem like you're understanding them, they feel bad. They're like, and when you come and you're cracking, you say, you know, CSID, all is not well. They're like, my friend Abeg, cheer up. Say, I even know well that day. I was not looking happy. And she was telling me, my friend, cheer up. You even tell me, my friend, you don't know anything that happened to me. Rubbish. You want people to relate with your infirmities. And you'd be so amazed to know that some people who are very happy have gone through many problems than yourself. Or are even going into deeper problems than yourself. But they choose to delight themselves in the Lord. On His word. The Bible says when you set your heart on His word, His joy is on your face. You contact His joy. He said, I've given them my joy day that their minds are set upon me. And even my kind of peace. You have God's kind of peace and God's kind of joy. That joy comes from faith in the word. You can't be living a Christian like a, you can't be calling yourself a Christian. I'll be living like a pagan, like somebody who has no God. The slightest sickness gets you down. Oh, you pagan. Wearing religious cloth. You should give up already on Christianity. You are not a Christian. You got to fight. That's what we call the fight of faith. And it's a good fight. I hate it when people disturb me with too much problem sometimes. Unnecessary problem. If you are listening to my sermon, how dare you send me such a useless message? So I'm feeling divided. I'm going down. I'm going down. You should get to the grave already. If you are truly listening to the sermon, you will not be talking like that. Especially when you are a man. Your life is full of problem. You have problem every time. Every time you have problem. They sack you from a job, you begin to cry. Have they not sacked plenty of people before? What's the worst thing that's happened to you? I invested 75,000. You know, last week, my sister was telling me, I didn't know she had money. She claims she doesn't have money. This small thing here. And while we're talking in the house, she said, I just lost 75,000. I just looked at her eyes. Are you serious? She said, yes. Well, it's well. I thought she would cry. She was just living her life, still arranging things in the house. I said, okay, you have money like this. 75,000. Even mature people will lose that thing and they will not be able to come for service. I said, what happened? I'm not trying to show she has faith. That one is her own cup of tea. But I'm trying to prove the fact that she has been lying all this while that she doesn't have money. I said, my, please send me 5,000, 10,000. There's something I need to eat. There's something I need to buy in school. And emotionally, I would just say, pew. Anything, pew. Because you'd be thinking, if you don't say now, then she go and meet one man that she give her. So you have to say it. Blah, 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 blah. You know that thing they will use to be catching us. If you don't say now, they'll go and meet one man. Start looking outside. Blah, 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 blah. Not knowing this one, I have 75,000 there waiting for us. As I'm talking now, she still is planning to say, if I have 150, this girl has money. Deceiving everybody in the house. But the point that she was okay with 75,000 leaving her account, I was blessed by that. Even though I did not pay her money because I really didn't know. She told me she didn't have money. So it still stands. She does not have money. And here we are. It has been proven. You truly don't have money. There's sometimes when people say, I say, you truly don't want to have it. They say, no, sir. So maybe it's a confession that has happened. Because if you have been saying, I don't have, what you have will be collected from you. So I always have. Whoosh! If you truly understand faith, and you always speak faith language, let me show you something. Is it the resultant effect will be this? You will start working hard. Even if you have nothing, you begin to work hard. You just find yourself working hard. You see, I always have. Prove it. You start learning the skill. I always have. You are learning it because you know you are positioning yourself so that what you are saying becomes a reality. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If it is by diligence, you will not find me wanting as a child of God. You will not find me wanting. That should be your confession. They can sack me for conspiracy, not diligence.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.